Okay, so we're learning here in Chelek Yud, the third Sicha on Parshas Noach. And excuse me for my English, but I was asked to do it this time, so Be'ezer Hashem, I'm going to try my best. Medubar kama po'omim shadarkei shel Rashi b'firushi al ha'tere yilavari kol dovar ha'koshe al derech ha'pshad b'pirush ha'ksuvim. Rebbe has a klal in Rashi that Rashi took upon himself to explain everything that it's not understood in the pshat of the psukim. The emphasis is on the pshat. That if there's im yesh kushi b'kosa ve'in Rashi metarzo, harei ze gufe yichocha shatiru tzmu v'neposhut ad kedei kach, she'in Rashi tzorich l'forshi. If there's a question in the pasuk and Rashi doesn't answer it, that itself is proof that the answer is so simple that Rashi doesn't need to explain it. Or it's understood based on what Rashi already wrote earlier. So now the Rebbe is going to ask a question in our parsha. That it's a question that the Mefarshim are talking about it, but Rashi doesn't say a word about it. And we're going to try to see what is the answer according to Rashi. So v'hine b'parshaseinu mesupo. שנייח יודה לאחר המבול כי קלו המים מעל האורץ על ידי ששולח את היינו מן הטבע וטוב אילו וגמר והנה על איזה היסטורו בפיר. The Torah says that Neach wanted to know what is the situation with the water outside, so he sent the dove from the טבע, from the ark, to come and to see what's going on. And when she came back and she had an olive leaf, a leaf of olive tree in her mouth, so he knew that the water subsided, that it's quiet outside, and it's possible to think about going out of the table. Well, chayr al pi pshuti shel mikro ein ze muven. In pshat, it's not understood how is this that she brought this leaf. How is that proving what is the situation really on the ground? Mesupo b'ksuvim akedim al dvar amabu. The earlier psukim already say that nivku kol minus dehim rabu, that all the waters from the deep waters in the ocean, in the great deep, so all the fountains of the great deep they broke open, and barubes hashamayim niftochu, and the windows of the heavens were opened. Vahi ageshem al oretz arboim yeim varboim lailo, and the rain went down straight 40 days and 40 nights. And vayigberu amayim al oretz, and the water strengthened on the ground for another 150 days. Valide ze vayigvar kol bosor oremes al oretz. Yeah, and all the flesh that moves upon the earth, everything expired. And it was all wiped out. Everything. So, la'achri mabul kaze bevaday le'nishar shum ilon yisef betziyure. So it's impossible that after such a marble, that everything, all the living creatures were mamish, completely destroyed, wiped out. So how could it be that a tree or any leaf, a grass, should be able to stay in its tzir, meaning the way it is normally? And therefore the question is, v'imken me'ayin lokcha yeino salei azayis? Where did the yeino get this leaf to bring it to Neach? We just had such a marble, everything was wiped out, so where could she come up with this leaf? Well, I nimtza b'pirush Rashi biur b'zeh, and Rashi doesn't tell us any biur on this question. That brings you in the Ora number 3, that the Ramban says that it seems from the pashtus of the pasuk, from this pasuk actually, we could see that the trees were not really uprooted, and they didn't also get wiped out in the Mavu, because lo yhoyasham nachal sheitef, that it wasn't so strong going down the water in a way that all the trees should be uprooted. And therefore, that is what the Ramban is answering for the question, where did the Yeino come up with this leaf? But the Rebbe says, any movement, it's not understood, because the Rebbe says, we see b'muchesh, when such a big rain is going down for 40 days straight, so this completely uproots the trees, and especially Amabu, that we say, v'yigbiru amayim, the water strengthened even later also for another 150 days. ובייסר שלו אילון זו הם מחוסים ונשרים וכבושים במים עמוקים במשך כמה וכמה חודשים. The trees, even when the marble ended, but they were still now covered and soaked in deep water for a few months. So it's not understood how could the Ramban say that it wasn't strong enough to wipe out the trees. Now the Rebbe brings that the Bechaye asked this question, but the Rebbe says that in Pshat it's not a question the way the Bechai is asking this question, because he's asking from the point that kibum shenigzar of the numichio ala odom, because there was this gzeira decree that the person should be completely lost and destroyed, and val kol mashe boretz, so in tzarich leimah shenekar ilan ezanim cholgamri. So you need to say that the trees were for sure, the trees were for sure completely wiped out. So basically the Bechai is asking his question, since there was this gzeira that everything should be wiped out, including the trees, so how could it be that she came up with this leaf? But the Rebbe says, Pipshat, it's not a question, because really it doesn't say that there was a gzeira called Masha Be'oretz. It doesn't say everything. It says the human beings, the behemoth, the birds, but it doesn't say about the trees. Only about the land itself, it says, because of a reason she was punished for something that she did, Ansheishis and Mebereishis, so the land itself, the ground, was punished, but not the trees. So therefore, the Rebbe says that in Pshat, his question, if you ask it this way, that how could it be that the this leaf survived after the Mabu, there was a gzeira that everything she wiped out, there's no gzeira on this. So therefore, the Rebbe is asking the question, Kushi Irak mitzad ha-svore. Poshet mitzad ha-svore, it's not logic to say that after such a mabu, it was able to survive that tree of olives. Okay, now save base. Vehinei b'medresh, maybe b'zeh base days. The medresh brings two opinions about where the leaf came from. One is Shevi Olam Mishavshuvin Eim Haramishcha Sheberetz Yisrael, Ki Beretz Yisrael LeYorad Amabul Ki Mishikosu Eretz LeMetuhorohi VeLeGushama BeYem Zam. She brought it from some place in Eretz Yisrael, or even Haramishcha, which is Harazesim. This is Mamish, a place of olive trees. And why could she bring it from Eretz Yisrael? Because in Eretz Yisrael, the Mabul didn't come down, like it says a pasuk in Yechezkel, that this is a land that wasn't cleaned and wasn't didn't rain upon that land in the day of fury. So this is the opinion that says that the marble didn't come down in Eretz Yisrael. So she brought it from there. Second pirush is sheniftach lo shari Gan Eden ve'viyas ha'olam mishom. The gates of Gan Eden pashut opened up and she brought it from there. Aval lein lemar sheshitas Rashi pshuti shel mikro ikeachas mebeis dei seilu. You can't say about Rashi that he holds like any one of those two opinions, because Aleph Havelei Rashi Lefarshim, this is something that Rashi had to explain. You cannot assume that the kid, the Ben Chomesh Lamikra, will know it by itself. Also, Beis Pirushim Eilu, Ein Am Al Derech HaPshat. You can't say those Pirushim if you learn Al Derech HaPshat. Why? Because Pirush of Yosef Megan Eden, the problem is in Afshagam Al Derech HaPshat, Muvin Shalei Yorod Mabul. But so that means that because in Gan Eden it's not Shaykh the reason for the Mabul, because the reason has to do with the fact that the wickedness of the man was great and all his thoughts is only evil the whole time. And also, like the pasuk says, "Vatishoch is oretz," means that the land has became corrupted, and the land, the earth has become filled with robbery. So in Gan Eden, this all is not shaykh. So therefore, it's obvious that there's no mabul in Gan Eden. But still, the question is, Mekom Hagim, Eichav Shalim Hashem Nichnesa Yena LeGan Eden, Veivio Mishom Alei Zayis. How could we say that the Yena went into Gan Eden and brought this leaf from Gan Eden? V'arim Mefurish Bakosu, V'yashke Mikedem LeGan Eden, Esakruvim, V'slat Acherev Amisapeches, Lishmer HaKnisa LeGan Eden. That the Eibishter put in front of Gan Eden those scary angels and that sword, the turning sword that kept the entrance from Gan Eden, that people nobody should be able to go in. And the Rebbe says right away in the Ora number 9 that the pashtas, it wasn't just to keep away Adam Rishon, but everyone, because obviously that kind of sword is scaring also the dove. And also because they also ate from the Eitz HaDa'as, all the animals, so they were also fine with the same fine that Adam Rishon, that he has to die, and therefore he also, and so they also were punished that they have to be kicked out of Gan Eden, and therefore she also is not going to be able to go into Gan Eden. And the main question on this pirush is, he wants to see if the water is down from on top of the surface of the earth. So what do you know about the situation of the water on the earth by her bringing all his eyes from Gan Eden? In the first place, there was no mabul there, so it's not. It's impossible to say in pshat that the leaf came from Gan Eden. And mitam ze yevshalim agam kepirush abeis. And this question is also on the first opinion that we said before, that it came from Eretz Yisrael. Ma ra'i shekalu amayim me'al ha'oretz. If you say in Eretz Yisrael there was no mabul, so if she brings something from Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't tell us anything about the situation bechlal on earth. Even when you say that there was no mabul in Eretz Yisrael, but the water, like the Mefarshim say, the Rebbe brings even from the Pirkei de Rablezer, Chazal say that the water that went down from the Mabul in the lands around Eretz Yisrael entered, and it floated also into Eretz Yisrael. But still, the Rebbe says, "Mekol mokim muvan shebemokim shelehoisa yiridas amabul, v'gam lei b'kiyas minus teim rabu lehoi maim rabim kol kach." But it's obvious that if the Mabul, the actual Mabul, didn't go down here, not from above and not from the great deep, so there wasn't so much water. And the strengthening of the water that was everywhere wasn't there. So the water didn't penetrate that deep. So if over there the water for sure eased down before the other places, so mi ole azay se befi ayeno yoda neyach ikala mayim be'etz Yisrael. Okay, so when she comes with a leaf from Eretz Yisrael, so neyach could know that the situation in Eretz Yisrael is already that kalo amayim. Aval menayin yoda she kalo amayim me'al kol ha'oretz. So that's why, according to Derech HaPshat, this doesn't answer the question. What do we have here in the Ores? The Rebbe says in Ores number 8, that it's a deichak to say that one leaf somehow rolled outside of Gan Eden. Rashi says something similar about, in Rashi on the Medrash, says about the opinion that says that came from Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi explains that it came in such a way that it rolled out from Eretz Yisrael. But to say it about Gan Eden, the Rebbe says is a Deicha Godel. And the question, what do you see by her bringing the Aleph from Gan Eden? So this is really the question of the Ramban. And the Rebbe brings in Aura 11 that the Ramban answers that question, that maybe the gates of Gan Eden were closed, that the water shouldn't be able to go in. And when the water subsided, though, so the gates opened up. So the Rebbe says, what does it mean? It means to explain that it goes like this. He didn't know it directly from her having the leaf in her mouth. But this was a sign that the gates of Gan Eden opened up because she wouldn't be able to get it from anywhere else. And because the time of the Mabel, the gates were closed. So Noach understood that right now, if it opened up, so Kalu Amayim. But the Rebbe says, from the Lashon HaPasuk is Mashma, that he knew it from the fact that she holds in her mouth. That is the proof that Kalu Amayim Aloretz, and not this whole Cheshbon about the gates of Gan Eden. About what Rebbe said, that even though in Eretz Yisrael the Mabel didn't go down, according to this opinion, but the water did go in. So the Rebbe brings that there is a similar saying in the Gemara about the heat, the steam of the Mabel, according to the opinion that the water were boiling hot. So it does say in the Gemara that the heat went into Eretz Yisrael also. Okay, now Har 13, that the Rebbe said that if the Mabel didn't go down at the soil, so for sure the water didn't penetrate that deep. This is similar to what the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechaye say, that when in the soil the rain didn't come down, the Mabel, so that caused that the trees in the soil were able to stay, even though the water came in, but it's not enough to break the trees. Not like in the whole world, where the heavy rains of the Mabu destroyed the trees. Now the Rebbe brings on the Abarbanel, who says that really from the amounts of water that rolled from the other land, so it did cause the trees to break down, even in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe says, even if we're going to say like the Abarbanel, we could still say what we just said in the inside the Siche, because even when you say that the trees were uprooted because the water rolled in, but that doesn't mean that there's not going to be a difference between when the water subsided in Eretz Yisrael to other places, because for sure if the rains originally didn't go down in Eretz Yisrael, so the water didn't penetrate so much, and therefore there's a difference between when the Kalu Amayim happens in Eretz Yisrael and the Kalu Amayim Me'al Ha'aretz Bichlal. Okay, so now we'll see if Gimel, the Rebbe says, besides all that we said, why Rashi couldn't explain like any of those Pirushim, so Bichlal, the Rebbe is going to prove now that according to Rashi, the way of Derech HaPshat, so we have to say that the Mabul did come down in Eretz Yisrael. נאיסף על זה על פי פשוטו של מיקרו צורך למר אשר יורד המאבול בארץ ישראל. ובהקדים, דבר ברינגס נאו המדרש, and the פסוק, 15 עמו מלמיילו גוברו המוים ויחוסו הורים. That 15 עמו, עמו is cubit, upward did the waters strengthen and the mountains were covered. So the medrash says that what does it mean? How do you count those 15 amo, and where were they exactly? So there's two opinions. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, 15 amo b'hor, v'15 amo b'biko. That everywhere on top of the mountains, there were the water went up at a height of 15 amo, and also in the lower places, in the biko, in the valley, also the same. The water was above the ground, 15 amo. Rav Nechemia Eimer, Tezvov Amo, behold, the number of Tezvov Amo is from the highest places, it went up another 15 Amo. Aval Babika Kolshein, In the lower places, it was depends on how deep it was. This is the Rebbe brings from the Matnes Kuhne, that it says in the Biko the water was much more than 15 amo. The mountains, which is the highest place, so over there the pasuk says that this went up, the water went up 15 amo above the mountain. So Rashi bepirush al pasuk mefarish 15 amo melamaylo, lamaylo shel kol geva kol orim la'achar sheishvu amayim l'rosh yorim. Kedas Rav Nechemia. Rashi says like Rav Nechemia that the number of 15 is talking about after the water was on top, reached the height of the top of the mountains. So from there the water was up another 15 amo. Batam al zet Rashi chooses dafke the opinion of Rav Nechemia. Aleph kshein hechach lemar shasa kodesh baruch hu nes, hari ze hepech pashtus aksuvim lemar shayon nes ve'elim yakosu. The Rebbe says there's a big klal in pshat when you learn the pashtus of the psukim. So if the pasuk doesn't say clearly that there was some miracle here, so if you have to say there's no any other way to learn pshat in the psukim unless you'll say that there was a nes, fine. But if there's no hechach to that, so it's actually the opposite of pshat to say that there was a miracle, and the pasuk didn't talk about it. Ubanidin didan. In our case, ledas Rabbi Yehuda hoyo kanes gadol shelo yordo amayim megaveh lenomuch me'ar lebiko. Ubemeshach zman rab hepech hateva legamre. If you'll say like Rabbi Yehuda, so that means that the water that was there didn't go down. Because in the Biko, also you say there was just 15 amo. So the water stayed there, and it just for a long time. And the water did not go down like the nature of water that they come down, migoveya lenom, from high to low. And the Rebbe says in the Ore, number 20, that we see in Kris Yamsuf, that for the same exact thing, that the water should be able to stand and not fall down, you needed a special the Ruach Kodim Azad, this wind, the miraculous wind that held the water for a whole night. And also in the Yarden, in the times of Yeshua, in order to split, you needed a special miracle to hold the water. So here, to say that for a few months, the water stood there and didn't fall down, that's definitely a big miracle. And the Pasuk doesn't say that there was a miracle here. And also the Rebbe says, there is a nes, it's a nes for no reason. You don't gain anything from this nes. That's one reason why Rashi doesn't want to say like Rabbi Yehuda. Base, Pashtas Loshna Kosov, Chamesh Zamun Melamailo, Mashma Lamailo de Geva Kolorim. Pashtas of Loshna Pasuk, it seems that the 15 Amo were Melamailo, above the highest places, the water went up another 15. So that's like the opinion of Rabbi Nechemia. Also, the Rebbe says, "Mitzad teichin oinyan, ledas Rabbi Nechemia muvan lama noch atev al hori aror odavke, afshal gdei zeh, niteis fatiche yisera lanech, yirida minohor." According to Rabbi Nechemia, we could understand why the ark landed on top of hori aror odavke, even though this caused extra tiche for neach to go down from the mountain. But because the Hori Arorot were from the highest mountains, then so when the water started to back off, the first place is that they back off is from the high place. So this is the first available place for the Teva to land is on top of the mountains. ולכן ותנח התיבה על הורי ארורות. אבל אם בכל מקום היה גבע מים בשווה, if you'll say that this was in every place, it was even the תזבוב עמו מלמיילו, ונחסור המים 60 ימים היינו בכל מקום בשווה, that those 60 days they took the water to diminish, to back off, was even in all the places. So it's at the same time, the higher places and the lower places. So we don't understand why should the teva land dafke
on top of the Hori Arorot. Lachem Pirish Rashi, Kedas Rav Nechemi. Because according to Rav Nechemi, you understand why it landed there. So Lefize, according to this, Im Neymar Sheberz Yisroel Le Yorad HaMabul. Yeah? If you'll say that those who say that in Esther the Mabul didn't go down, Gamim Zormu Bolu Shomamayim Mi'arot Zizvir, even though the water rolled from the waters in the lands around Eretz Yisrael. So the pastures kalu al shama maim lifnei sharu arotzis kanal. Im kein lo manoch ha-teva bore aroro davke, v'lei lifnei ze b'Eretz Yisrael. So the teva that is floating on the water and Eretz Yisrael, the water backed off, yeah, earlier. So that's where the teva should land. And because we don't find that the teva landed in Eretz Yisrael, and the pasuk says something else, that it landed dafki on top of the Hori Arorot, val kochoch tzorich lemar shal derech hapshat gam b'Eretz Yisrael yorad hamabul. So that proves what the Rebbe said, that al derech hapshat taki in Eretz Yisrael also the mabul went down, so the teva couldn't land in Eretz Yisrael any more than other places, but it landed on the top of the Hori Arorot, because the Hori Arorot is the place, the higher places, and that's where the water backed off earlier. Okay, now let's see in the Oris here. We have another proof. The Rebbe says that the Mabul went down in Eretz Yisrael, because Rashi says that it says that some of those Mayones, the fountains that were opened up in the Mabu, Rasha says, Nishtairu mehem, Oysan Sheshman Tzichleim, those who the world needs them, like Chamei Tverye v'Kayetze Bohem, they were left from the Mabu. So the Rebbe says, where is Tverye in Eretz Yisrael? And don't tell me that Chamei Tverye means here just a general name for hot fountains anywhere, because Rashi says, v'Kayetze Bohem. Kayetze Bohem means this is something specific, and then we say v'kayetze b'ze. So that proves that in Eretz Yisrael was the Mabul, just like in the other places. And Rebbe brings that the Maskil David tries to say that it could be the words of Rashi should fit with the opinion that the Mabul didn't go down in Eretz Yisrael, because the Maskil David says the heat and the steam of the Mabul did go into Eretz Yisrael. But the Rebbe says, even though that the water and the steam went in there, but that didn't change the Mayon in Tverye, that from now on it should always become hot water. So why would Dafke the Mayon in Tverye? If you'll say there's no original Mayon there with hot water, this has to do with the water of the Mabul going in and turning it hot, why would the... what would be special about the mine of Tverya? So Bekitzer, the Rebbe holds that if Rashi would think that the Mabul didn't go down in Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't say the example of Chamei Tverya for some fountains that were left open after the Mabul. And also the Rebbe sends us to the later in the Sikha, where the Rebbe is going to explain that according to Rashi, the water of the Mabul were not hot b'chlal, and the Chamei Tverye were originally had nothing to do with the Mabul. Okay, one more Ha'ore in number 23, that Rashi over there in Yechezkel, when the Pasuk says that this is a land that didn't rain upon, so Rashi explains something else, that there wasn't... no good deeds were done there. And not that the Mabul didn't go down there. Because the Rebbe says, Rashi, according to his Shite, learns that the Mabul did go down in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he had to explain what he explained there in the Pasuk, not like the other Mefoshim. Okay. So after we established that the Mabul did go down in Eretz Yisrael, and this cannot explain how the Yeinu got the leaf, not from Gan Eden, not from Eretz Yisrael. So now the Rebbe is going to give us the beer. But first, the Rebbe says a few more points that we need to understand in the Pasuk that will
all be answered by the Rebbe's answer. Yuvan behagdim seif dalad. Yuvan behagdim eight dvarim bilti mavonim bepirush aposhut shel kosov ze. There's a few more things that are not understood here. Aleph mavur bapukachazot. Shalidei sheviyos alei zayis yoda neach shekalu amayim aloret. Shekavona bozeh sheyoda leirak shamayim oyu holech vechoser kizeh yischil zman harbi lifnei ze. Ubavada yoda neach al dovo zeh shari nocha teiva vechulu. וכמפורש בקוסוב שיובשו המים מעל האורץ קדם שילוח היינו, כי אם גם קלוס המים עד כדי כך שכבר יש מוקם שכעבר זמן קוצר יהיה מונח לנוח על האורץ. Rebbe says that we see from the psukim that the information that Neach got from her bringing the leaf wasn't bechlal that the water is getting backing off, like I said before. Neach already knew for a while that the water are diminishing and the teva already landed on the ground. And what he found out now is that the place he's looking to find out if. There's going to be a monayach lenuach alorets, if you could actually poshet, have a resting place on the land, if it's already possible to poshet soon to walk out and walk around on the land. And lecheira maya yichocha al zeh aladei ola shel zayis. Par yefshor she'ola zeh lukach meilon shal har goveh, ubefrat shateiva hoiso behar goveh, omerei she'ilon. Ubegeva zeh kvar lehoi mayim zman rav, lifnei hazman devayed aner. What is the problem to say that the ole came from top of a mountain that is at top of the tree, which is on top of a mountain, so the water is not there already for a while. So how is that going to tell Neach that kalu amayim bichlal me'al ha'oretz, that you could mamish go out soon to push it, walk around on the whole earth? That is the first question, that the tree, the leaf could come from a high place where the water is already gone for a long time ago, but how is that proved to what goes on bechlal? Base, lama hivia ola shel zayis davke, v'lo yishelina nacha. Why did you bring davke from an olive tree? U'befrat shem medayik ha'kosov leimar loy ola stam. The pasuk is medayik to say exactly which leaf it was that it was ola zayis. Manav kemina is ola hivia. It's a question that the Mefarshim are asking. Why does the Pasuk have to go into such details? What leaf was this? So here comes the Bir of the Rebbe. Bir boze. Kama mekemes v'dirich hazal mevurash ha-zayis u'ilon chozak v'yesa. V'gam al derech ha-pshat keino. Ki bedovar shebimtzius ein lechalek bin aloch el ha-pshat. We find in a few places in Chazal that the olive tree is a very strong tree, and it's not just a halachic thing. It's poshet al derech hapshat because it's in b'mitzius like that. There's no reason to be mechalek between halacha and the pshat about something which is poshet b'mitzius. So the Talmid, kshatalmid mechomesh lemikro yira zayis teichef yafchen shechozakir. You could see right away when he's going to see that tree that it's strong. V'lochem mokim leimer al derech hapshat da'avsho yomabul chozok. So Rashi didn't have to say it because the kid by himself would be able to understand that even though there was such a strong marble, but because the olive tree is such a strong tree, so maybe some of them survived even after the marble. So it's possible for the Ben Chomesh, without Rashi saying it mamish clearly, this idea that even though he just learned about a mabo, but he could imagine that some trees would be able to survive the mabo. Omnom leidoch kize, ein mistaber klal she'olim shelo ilon af, she'gam heim chazokim, nisharu b'mitzius v'tziru de'ole zayis. But to say that the leaves also, even though they were also strong, but to say that they stayed in the tziru, look like a regular ola zayis. La'achar kol mashach zman ha'mabu, u'shehiyeh beifin de'vayigvuru ha'mayim, ba'olimoyim mechusim meshurim ba'mayim,
kamo v'kamo chodoshim retzufim. So after being soaked in the water for a few straight months, that is not mistaber b'chlal to say that the leaves also were able to survive the mabul. Umuchach leima. Here comes the Rebbe's chiddush. Ha'ole zay shevi'a yeno yo'ole chodosh shetzomach l'achar ha'mabul. V'kaveir zman maspik me'azman she'ilon zayis lehoyo mechuzei b'mayim. That this was actually a new leaf that after some time passed after the mabul, so it was enough time that after that tree was not covered anymore with water, so he was able to grow that this new leaf was able to grow after the mabul. So if he knows that it's possible already that the tree for such a long time had no water on him, that he was able to grow new leaves, so Neach was able to get this, so this gave him the information what goes on bichlal, that kalu amayim al oretz in general. So we understand the answer to the question, why does the pasuk say what leaf was this? Because this is the explanation to where was she able to get a ole after the mabul. Because it's not stame ole, it's ole from an olive tree. And that tree is very strong, so it stayed even during the mabul. And it was strong enough to be able to be matzmiach nu olim after the mabul. Umeturitz al pizegam ken hodi yesh lahakshes eich yoda neach al day al zayis shekalu amayim vari efshar shemetzoose al pnei amayim. This also explains that there is the question that the Mefarshim are asking. Rebbe brings here some of the Rishonim, Balateisves, Rivo, Rav, Chizkuni, will ask this question, that when you see that she brings the ole could be floating on top of the water. How do we know that kalu amayim? Va'al pianal shoy ole shetzomach achar amabul hari poshut sheheker godel yeish ben ole sheshori v'kovush b'mayim korev l'shono le'ole shetzomach mechodosh. But according to what the Rebbe explained, that this was a leaf that just grew after the mabul, so you don't get confused between something that was soaked in water for a long time and something that just grew, a fresh leaf that grew from the tree. So that's why he was able to see from the look of that leaf that wasn't stamped something that was floating on top of the water. Yeah. What do we have in Rashi here? So in Hora 26, the Rebbe brings that this question of why did the pasuk say Dafke Olazais is a question that Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaye, and other Mefarshim asked that question, and they answered that this is why Take Chazal said that there was a saying on the part of the Yena that I would like to have my food have it directly from the Eibishter, even if it's going to be bitter like an olive, then to get it from a basar v'dam. So this answers why the pasuk says Zayis, because it's merames and the saying of the Yena kiviyochel that she would like to have the food, even if it's bitter like a zayis. But Rashi doesn't explain this way, like the Rebbe continues in the next Ha'orah, that even though Rashi brought this Maimer Chazal, but Rashi just brought it as a second Pirush, and he says that this is a Medrash HaGod, it's not Pshuto Shel Mikro. And also the Rebbe says, if that is what Rashi wanted to answer, why it says zayis, so he would bring it down. When he quotes from the pasuk, he would also bring that word zayis. Rashi didn't. Rashi just brought the word befiho, because the pasuk is the Rashi is trying to explain why the pasuk bichlal mentioned that she brought it b'fiyah. Pasuk could say just that the dove came back and she brought all his eyes. Why b'fiyah? So in order to answer that, Rashi brought this Maimer Chazal, but it's not to answer the word's eyes. And the answer according to Rashi is what the Rebbe said inside, that this is to say because this is a strong tree. And now in our authority, the Rebbe says that this is maybe what the Ramban meant. What we said earlier, that the Ramban said that the marble wasn't that strong, that the trees were uprooted, and the Rebbe was wondering how could the Ramban say so. So the Rebbe says, maybe you would say that the Ramban means to say that not because the trees weren't uprooted. It talks about some of the olive trees, but it's not mashma. The Rebbe says that this is what the Ramban meant. And in Or 31, the Rebbe says that it says about the keren that Noach made after the Mabu. How did he made it? He brought in with him some of the branches of the grapes and the figs. And it doesn't say Zeisim, even though Zeisim is also connected with the keren. So why doesn't Rashi say that he brought in with him to the Teva some branches of Zeisim to be able to plant it later? Because he knew that they're so strong that he's going to find after the Mabul, some of those trees will stay, will survive the Mabul. Now in Or 33, the Rebbe says that the Abarbanel has a new way to the, he says that Al Derech HaPshat, he wants to say that there was a new tree that grew after the Mabul, because there was this branches of olive tree that were floating on top of the water, and when the tops of the mountains became dry and the land was very fresh and moisture, so the those branches went into the land and they made roots and a new tree basically started after the Mabul. And this the Rebbe doesn't accept, because it's hard to say that a new tree should be able so quickly to grow from a branch. And also according to this Pirush, so again, we don't understand why do you have to say Dafke Zeisim, because this could happen to any branch of any tree. But the Rebbe's Pirush is that the tree is something that survived from before the Mabul, but enough time has passed that the new trees, the new leaves came out. Okay, now I'm going to see if hey. Ulhamdi kanal, shagam ben chomish kshir ol azay siyafchin shechozeko. What do we need to be mantik here? That point, what needs to be yumtak? Means something we need to sweeten, because something is not so sweet. The problem is Hariderech Rashi bePirush al Atero Levayer Kol Dover bePerush. The Gam Benidin Didan Anal Havalei LeFarish SheIlon Zayis Chozak uVechulo KeChol Anal. So the Rebbe says, okay, you could understand it, but isn't that something that Rashi should say somewhere, something about the Ilon Zayis being strong? And therefore, we should understand how things happen there. Rashi doesn't say anything about it. So it's not so glottic. So in order to be mantik that, the Rebbe says, I'll show you that according to Rashi, it actually says beferish in the pasuk. Yeshleim shel pirush Rashi mefurishu bakosuf. Vehine alezais torov befir. Pasuk says that she had this alezais Torof befir. What is Torof? There's all kinds of pirushim here. But Rashi says Torof means chotaf, that the Yeno grabbed it with force from the tree. So the Rebbe says, Ein Rashi mefarash teves Torof beifen acher, lefi shepirush zem masim yeser al derech hapshat. Not like other pirushim, which the Rebbe brings here in Or 36. A bunch of pirushim, all kinds of options of what is the word trefo, and the Rebbe shows you how, according to Rashi, it's not fitting. So, what does Rashi say? chotaf. What does chotaf mean? Haynu shakosav madgish shechotfo he'olem min o'ilon. Delechei ravel elemeimar, v'hine alay zayis befir. Why do you add that this alay zayis torof, that she grabbed it? She had a leaf in her mouth. V'abiyu. So here in the word of the pasuk, when the pasuk says torof, and torof says Rashi means chotaf, here you see that the whole point. That what is chotaf mean? Ha'ole nilkach mimokim gidulei. The leaf was taken away from where it grows. Not that this is something that was floating on top of the water. No, this was grabbed by force. Means strong. You have to use some power for that. Because it's a strong tree, so she needs kivyochol to use some power to tear it off from the tree. So, you see here that the pasuk added the word chotav, torov, and torov means chotav. So, you see that the pasuk emphasizes the point that this wasn't just some leaf that was floating on top of the water that she brought. No, this was a leaf you could see that this was chotav. She had to forcefully grab it from the tree. So, here you see the whole point that the Rebbe explained about the alei zayis. So Rashi says it by explaining Torah the way he explained. So you see this point in Rashi. What do we have over here? Okay, like I said, there's a bunch of Pirushim here, and Rebbe just said that Rashi, we see, doesn't learn like them. Or, for example, there's a Pirush that Torah means food. So Rebbe says, food, you understand that leaf is some food. You don't need to add it. Now, the Rebbe brings in R 37 that some of the Rishonim say, what does it mean, Torov, that the leaf itself was torn and the chotuf, like you see on him, he was something that was ripped, was torn, and the kavanas hakosav bazel taretz hakusha shebifnim, because we asked them before the question, how did Neach know that kalu amayim? Maybe she took it from on top of the water. So that's what they say, because it was torn. So Neach knew that she took it from a tree. Because if it was on top of the water, it wouldn't be torn. It would be complete. Aval ein ze muvan, the Rebbe says. First of all, v'chi yefshar she'yeh al pnei ha'mayim ol ha'koruah. Is it impossible that there should be on top of the water torn leaf? Ma'u echesh zeh me'ilo. Could be something floating on top of the water, and it's also torn. And le'idach gisa bala, you could anyways recognize it. You don't need the sign of it being torn. You could see a leaf that was soaked in water for a long time, then, or it's something new that just grew. So that's why the Rebbe explains that it's the opposite, that the leaf wasn't torn in a way that. This was the sign that this is from a tree. The sign is by, you see, Pasha, the shape, the look of the leaf. And the taich of Torah is like Rashi says, Chotav. It means to say that you had to grab it by force from the tree.
Okay, now in Sif, the Rebbe says, Al Pianal Yumtak.
Another point that we could be mantic through that in Pirush Rashi. Al pasuk by Yesheka Amoyim, the water subsided. Pirush Rashi can make the Sheikh Hamas Amelech loshen hanochas chema. Like it says in Gilas Esther that the anger of the king came down. It was calm. Loshen hanochas chema. Pirush Amoshim. And the Kiddush of Rashi um amavur bezvachim. They did the Aveira with all the koch and the fire of the Yetzer Hara. They were also judged in hot boiling water. Where do we see it? Because it says, V'chsiv hocha v'yesheka amoyim, v'chsiv hocha v'chamas ha'melech shochocha. So that burning anger is compared to the water that they were they came down, it means that the heat calmed down. So the Mephoshim are saying that this is also what Rashi meant. When Rashi said, it means that first there was this hot boiling water, and then it cooled off. But when you compare what Rashi says to the Gemara says, you don't understand why did Rashi change. First of all, the Gemara mefarish amayim oyeris. Masein ken Rashi mashmi dovo shalpi zehu oikir shenideinu bereischim. The Gemara is mefarish that the water were boiling. So the Gemara needed to explain that, and she didn't rely on us that we can understand it. And Rashi, who usually needs to explain more than the Gemara, is skipping that out. He doesn't say something that, according to the Mephoshim, this is the main point here, that they were judging hot boiling water. Rashi didn't write that specific word about the water being hot. So if the Shas, the Gemara needs to explain, and Rashi didn't. Base Rashi Meisif, Toshna Nochaschema, that's words that the Gemara didn't say. That the anger would calm down. Why does Rashi need to add this if we learned like the Gemara? So Mizem Uven Shekavonas Rashi Eino Shamayim Morizcha. No, in Pshat Rashi learned that Taka the water were not boiling hot like the Gemara says. In Pshat there's no Hechach to say that. Kim Vayeshava Yosheiku. What does it mean Vayosheiku Amoim Hapirush? Not the heat kipshute was cooled off. No, pirush haloshen hanochas ushkitas chemo. It's not about the heat of the water. It's the portion, the anger, the water when they were going down with force. This is like it's burning the anger. It comes down with the whole shturim of the marble. So when this calm down. First, there was the Vayigbur Amayim, and now it stopped. So this is what Rashi says. What means by Yeshoyku Amoyim? Bekitzer. So not that there was hot water and they cooled off, but it was this anger that the marble came down with very forcefully, and it calmed down. So this is what we call by Yeshoyku Amoyim. So Lashitas Rashi bePshutish on Mikro Lei Hoyo Amayim Reischa. So the water wasn't boiling, and the Rebbe says V'Yeshleimer Taimed the Rashi Baze. Why does Rashi learn like that? Because Aleph Ein Hechach bePshutish on Mikro Leizif Nesh on Amayim Reischa. We already said before when there's no need to say that there was a Nes, and the pasuk doesn't say clearly that there was a Nes. So in Pshutish on Mikro we learned that there wasn't a Nes. So there's no need to say that this was also some specially hot boiling water that came down from the heaven. This is a special miracle, and the pasuk doesn't say anything about that. Based on pshutish al mikro, there's this question, which the Gemara is also asking: how did the ark survive if the water around where it was mamish boiling hot? So that's why al pshat we say the water was not hot. So this is a point where the Rebbe says that's another point that Rashi learns in Pshat different than what we have in the Gemara. This is before we were talking about the marble didn't going down in Eretz Yisrael, and in the Gemara, even though in the Gemara there are few opinions, but Rashi learns that the marble did come down, and here Rashi says also that the water was not boiling, and there wasn't any special miracle how the Teva was able to survive. Also in Horeh 44, it brings that there's this question about Oig. It says, Vayovi Apolit goes, who is this Polit? This is Oig who survived from the marble. And if the water was boiling, so what does it help that Oig was so tall, but how was he able to survive the hot water? So the Gemara says the answer that there's a miracle happened, that the water around the table
wasn't hot, but obviously there's no hint for it in the pasuk, so it's not opipshat. There's also a few more ha'oras here that the Rebbe is saying that I'm soon going to get back. In Or 45, the Rebbe says, L'chaire, you could also prove that there wasn't hot water, because Rashi says that the fish in the ocean didn't die in the marble. So if you say simply there was just a lot of water, so the fish obviously managed in the water, as opposed to the other, to the animals, the birds, the behemoths, chayot. But if you say that it was hot water, so how did they survive? So l'chaire, that could also be a raya that there was no hot water in the marble. But Rebbe says it's not a raya, because see the Ramban and others who say that could be that the hot water was on top, but the fish were able to go in deep in the ocean where it wasn't so hot. That's why it's possible to say that there was hot water in the marble and still the fish were able to survive. Let me finish this hour. Here the Rebbe goes into something else, that it says the Rashi that we mentioned before already about how it says that the fountains that were the world needed them, so they stayed like Chamed Verye. So it seems that we're talking about the Mabul having hot water, because we say that after the Mabul, the Chamed Verye stayed. But Rebbe says, no, the Chamimus didn't come from the Mabul. Because the Rebbe shows that the whole Lashon of Rashi is not that they stayed hot. Stayed hot would mean that the Mabul brought into the water, the hot water, and they stayed hot. No, Rashi just says they stayed open, because the point is not that the Mabul made it hot. The Chamed Verye were hot naturally from before, but for some reason, even though the Rebbe says it's over here, what's the source for that? But till the Mabul, they were closed, and they opened up by the Mabul, and that's what we say, that the Eibishter made that they should stay open even after the Mabul, because the world needs it. So basically, the Rebbe says there's no any proof that the Mabul had hot water, because the hot water we're talking about, the Chamed Verye, the Kayetzabim, it's not about water that the Mabul came down with hot water. It's a natural fountain that was hot. Okay, also in Or 42, the Rebbe says that some of them say that Rashi meant to say Vayishegu, goes on the Eibishter, but the Rebbe says no, it means on the water, that the water calmed down. Now, there's an interesting point in Or 43, that even though the Rebbe just said it so clearly, that Rashi holds that the Mabul was not hot, the water of the Mabul was not hot, but in another place, the Rebbe explains in Lekutei Siches, when he's talking about how it says that Noach was kind of sick during the Mabul, so the Medrash relates it to that there was such a cold there that Noach got a cold. And the Rebbe says, no, Rashi doesn't explain like that, because if you say that around the Teva was so much hot boiling water, so how would you say that that in the Teva it was so cold? And therefore Rashi explains something else. So this is mamish, the opposite of what the Rebbe explained here in Rashi. So the Rebbe says, yes, because Rashi doesn't say clearly his mind, so that leaves room to say one way and also another way. Like we find in some places in Rashi, that he could bring different opinions, even contradicting opinions, together. Because here in Pshat, this seems better. And in that pasuk, it seems more like the other opinion, which is a different Pshat. Okay.
Okay, I want to add something now about this
Eve, that it's really not so clear the connection. The Rebbe says, "Al pi hanal," what we said earlier, so Yom Tok Eidin Yen and brings this whole thing with the boiling water. But how is this connected with what he said earlier? So there was a possibility to say that it means that if the Rebbe says that the tree of the olive survived even during the Mabul, so if you'll say that the water was boiling hot, so that makes it harder to say that the tree survived. But if you say that the water is not wasn't boiling, so then it's easier to understand what Rebbe said earlier about the water about the trees being able, because it's such a strong tree, so it was able to survive. So this would seem a possible way to explain the connection. Problem is that we have a copy of what the Rebbe wrote to those who wrote the Siche, and they added that point that I just said at the end of Siv Vav, and the Rebbe simply erased that. So even maybe the Rebbe would agree theoretically to the idea, but if he erased it completely, so that means that this is not how the Rebbe sees the connection from Siv Vav and the earlier Sifim. Because the Rebbe completely erased it and he didn't write anything else besides instead of that. So it seems that we have to say that the connection is more simple, that the earlier Seifim emphasized the point that according to Rashi, things are as much as possible to explain around the Mabul in a natural way. So in a natural way, yes, a tree could make it and survive, and then enough time has passed for a new leaf to grow. So if you go with that attitude about the Mabul, so that will also explain over here why Rashi would change from the Gemara. Because Rashi holds that in Pshuto Shel Mikra, to add another nes that the Pasuk doesn't say, that there was hot water and the Teva somehow survived miraculously. So if you say that Rashi prefers not to go this way, like the Rebbe explained earlier in the Seifim, so that will explain also this point why Rashi chose to change from the Gemara and not to explain that the water was boiling hot, because that will be based to, according to Rashi's opinion, Bechlal, how you explain things al derech hapshat, that if there's no hecher to say a nes, so better not to put some nes in, that there was another nes involved, even though the pasuk doesn't say it. That's l'cha'ire, also a possibility to explain the connection. Okay, so now we get to the Yenish al Teiro Shabinin Anal. So the Rebbe says, Nisboir b'teiro'er, that the Rebbe explains in teiro'er b'tam, Loma nikra mabul b'novi mei neyach. Yeah, the pasuk, the Novi Yishaya, called the mabul the water of neyach. Avshin yonish al neyach hoya tzola min ha-mabul. Neyach is the symbol of the opposite of the mabul. He was saved from the mabul. He made the teva. He's the opposite. So why do we call the mabul mei neyach? So the Alter Rebbe says, the fi shubchinas mayim b'chdei l'tahir esat mein. The water of the mabul was not just about punishing the people. It's also about l'tahir esat mein shukudugmas ha-mikve mem soshi mit eres esat mein. And that's the number of 40 days is like the 40 saw that you need in a mikve to be able to be metahir the tomik. Making oya mabul bo b'chdei l'tahir esat oret v'lazis nikroim mei neyach. Eventually it caused the world to be in a better way, in a cleaner way. This is the idea of Neiche Deruche that has to do with the name of Neach, Nachas Ruach. V'gam in Yonah Shel Neach also Yolokim Yisrael Mechodosh Beifin Tevet Toir. This is Neach's Inyan, Shezor B'dugmas HaMabul, Tahar HaSeilam. That the Mabul came to bring more tare in the world. The world should be a cleaner place. So al pi aklal shekol yiridei tzerich aliyei seiro. Uvon shalei rak shenitaram oila mitumas akademis alidei amabul v'chozar ledargosei akademis kiim shenitei svo tari yiseiro alidei amabul. Rebbe says there's a klal that yiridei tzerich aliyah, but the Rebbe adds not stam aliyah, it has to be aliyah yiseiro. What does it mean aliyah yiseiro? That you must go up to a place that is higher where you were before the Yirida. Because to just go back to the same level that you were before the Yirida, so we don't gain anything from the Yirida. The Yirida has to be for a Tzarecha extra Aliyah. So over here also, not just that the world was cleaned from the previous Tumah by the Mabul, and it went back to the level the way it was before. No, that there was additional Tahare that was added into the world through the Mabul. וגם זה מוצינו דוגמה זה בתארה במקווה, שלפעמים אין זה רק תארה מהתומה, כי אם יש בזה גם עניין של תצווס קדושה ותארה. So there was this is also we find in a mikveh. Sometimes the mikveh is to be metayer from a certain tumah. But there is also an inyan to go to the mikveh. Even though there's no tumah here, it's about getting a tisefes kedusha v'tare. The Rebbe brings over here the examples of what it says about the tvila of Yom Kippur, even though you're not tome, and the tvilas of the King Godel a few times. Every tvila brought a special, an addition of kedusha and tare. Al pi zeh muvan yisrein ha'mayle bozeh she'irim shal pi pshuta shel mikro yorad ha'mabul gam be'eretz Yisrael. Kaldei sheyorad ha'mabul yorad shom ha'mabul nimshechot tisefes kedusha v'tare gam le'eretz Yisrael be'erech dargos ha'kedemes. Rebbe says, from the past is when you look at it and you say that according to Pshat, Eretz Yisrael didn't have this unique thing that it says in Chazal that the Mabul didn't go down in Eretz Yisrael. So it seems that according to Pshat, Eretz Yisrael is not that special because they had a Mabul like everyone else. But the Rebbe says the minute that you look at the Mabul as something that brings extra Kedusha, more than what you had before. So when you say that Eretz Yisrael also had a Mabul, means, okay, Eretz Yisrael also had that level of Kedusha and Tare that Eretz Yisrael had before the Mabul. And when the Mabul went down, it added more Kedusha and Tare to Eretz Yisrael, even more than what you had before. And the Rebbe explains in Or 50 that this is for sure that when we say that the Mabul didn't go down, it doesn't mean to say, oh, the Mabul didn't come down and Eretz Yisrael stayed in its tumah. No, for sure it means that Eretz Yisrael was special, that it wasn't l'chatchile, didn't become tumah, and that's why it didn't need the Mabul. But when you say the Mabul did come down, so that means that in a way there's a mile by saying that the Eretz Yisrael had a Mabul over the those who say that Eretz Yisrael is so special that she didn't have the Mabul, because if she didn't have the Mabul, so she didn't get the Tzefes Tare and Kedusha that you get through the Mabul. And when you say Pshutish El Mikro that the Mabul did go down in Eretz Yisrael, so that means even in Eretz Yisrael had that special Kedusha that you get through the Mabul.